Up next, we have Nathan Joe Long with Remember Monica.
On December 6, 1907, over 300 men, some with wives and bairns, walked through Hell's Gate, down Mine 6 and 8. To meet their fate at 10:28, 'cause there's nothing fair at Fairmont Co. When a headlamp flame lights the whole damn hole, losing all those souls, leaving us below to remember Monica.
This is really solid work. It's really dark. The aesthetic and the tone remind me of the Jason Robert Brown musical Parade, and also the setting gives me some You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive vibes. The arrangement and the mix are excellent, and the performance is really done well too. Again, I want a fucking song bio when you're writing about something historical or something that we don't otherwise have context of. It stands alone if you don't know the backstory, but oh my goodness, it would have saved me a couple of curious listens to have that in front of me. Great singing, great instrumentation, love the orchestration and the growth behind it. It gets louder and softer when it needs to, and the chord progression, I don't have this in my notes yet, but the chord progression and the way it goes to sort of, I don't know if it's a relative major or a key change to some other major key, but I love how that brings us out of this world of like dark minor feeling. And then when we go back to that dark minor feeling with that cool little acoustic guitar riff, it almost feels heavy. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I also really love the acoustic guitar riff. I think I described it as menacingly bluesy. Really fits the theme. What struck me is the sort of, this song has a kind of a literary or Decemberist sort of vibe to it. And I think that's in no small part due to old-timey words like bairns, children, scrip, company money. The phrase peal of bells, which apparently a peal is a resonant ringing. The mining terminology, like white damp, which is apparently carbon monoxide poisoned air. So all that stuff just lends cool literary atmosphere, I think, to the song. And there's some like really haunting backing vocals in the bridge. It is almost 5 minutes long, though, and it does...
I'm not mad.
You're not mad? I feel like it starts to drag a little bit, and we're going to get some angry letters from parents, but unless we're talking about a practice choir, I generally do not enjoy the sound of singing children. If I were to chop a section to try to make this fit a little bit better, I might have wanted to cut that, get it under 4 minutes, and I think the song would still be plenty potent and digestible without it.
I was doing some discreet Wikipedia-ing, and Monanga doesn't show up on Wikipedia because it's Monanga. So it's misspelled in the title.
Is it?
But not in the lyrics. In the lyrics, it's Monanga. In the title, it's Monanga. And so, like, I'm just now for the first time looking at this info about this mine disaster, but which I'll go back to after this and instead just do this. My previous notes, which are uninformed, so...
I do like a good Wikipedia song, I have to say.
Yes, so... but yeah, mostly I was thinking it sounded like Monica for most of the time. And it can't be the only... person after the first few listens who thought it was about Monica. The lead vocal, I think it's often not hitting the notes that it's supposed to, but his voice is charming enough that it hardly matters. I think he pulls it off just fine. For a song about a mine tragedy, it's a good listen, and I like the arrangement and the general vibe of the song, and I'm going to have to go and read about this mine disaster.